Okay, a good day of Shabbos. We're learning a second blot. We're learning Bav Metzia Daf Nun Tes. This is Shabbos Chol Hamoed Daf Bav Metzia Nun Tes. One of the most famous Gemaras in all of Shas is going to come up. This Daf in general is a few famous Gemaras, but particularly one of the more famous Gemaras about Teru Lav Hashemayim. We'll get to it shortly. But just to get our bearings, this morning we had learned Daf in Ches, and the second part of it, the latter part of the Daf, really discussed the Mishnah of Einas Devarim. We focused the best since the beginning of this parak about the ideas of Aina with regard to Mamanis. First we started with Kinyanim by Mamanis, then we moved into Aina by Mamanis, and now we moved on to Aina's Devarim, which is cheating someone with one's words, which really meant not so much cheating, but, you know, giving someone a false impression, giving someone false hope, disparaging someone, insulting them, and the like. Those are all things that we discussed as being part of Aina's Devarim. So let's pick it up from the bottom of Nun Chesem Beis. Let's pick it up. We left off, I believe, Amalei Abayler of Dimi. Did we get that far? No. Tani Tana Kamei Derav Nachman Yitzchak. We left off by Tani Tana Kamei Derav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Yes. We had just left off with the three differences between Einas Devarim and Einas Mammon. That Einas Devarim was worse either because by Einas Mammon it doesn't say erase the Malekecha. By Einas Devarim, it says erase the Malekecha. We said also by Einas Devarim, you're doing a chet begufa with your body, with your mouth, with your words, as opposed to Einas Mammon, which is just monetarily. And lastly, the last look we said was that Einas Mammon could be returned. You can pay back the money you took, whereas Einas Devarim, you can't really take back the words that you've said. Okay, so let's pick it up from Tani Tana Kamei Derav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. We're roughly 7-8 lines up. We're in the middle of the wide lines, towards the bottom of the page, about 7-8 lines up, 7 lines up from the bottom of the page. Tani Tana Kamei Derav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Whoever embarrasses his friend in public, if he committed murder, again, a world famous Gemara, Chalila, a person that shames his friend in public, causes his friend to be embarrassed, as if he committed murder. Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to the Tanu, who taught this Braisa, this Memra, Shabak Amrit, what you're saying is correct. We talk to see that a person's face, when he gets embarrassed, the red coloring leaves his face. And when his face turns white, the person gets embarrassed. Or more commonly associated these days, the person gets scared. We say his face turns white. Tosis already addresses the issue that, what do you mean? When a person gets embarrassed, typically, the first step is his face turns red, not white. We're saying the face loses the red color and it turns white. Says Tosis, it's step one, step two. Short Tosis, Tosis back up towards the middle of the page of Yonah Chesed Beis. The Uzzel Sumka Vasi Chivra, Umashim Ma'adim Betchil, this gets red first. Fishadam is Asfin Levreach. Tosis, it's all part of the process. If the blood is gathering in his face to leave, so it's gathering to leave to make him white. So first he gets red, then he gets white. But Avada is all, it's what we're saying. And that's how it relates to, Chalila committing murder. Amalei Abai Rav Dimi. So Abai said to Rav Dimi, B'marava Mai Zihiri. What are they careful about in the Marava in the West? Amalei, he said about Chavrei Api. The Tak are very careful about not making people's faces turn white, about not embarrassing them. Damrav Chanina, Akol Yer Nagahenim, Chusla Mishleisha. Because Rav Chanina said, all go down to Gehenim except for three. In fact, Gemara, Hakol Sagadadach, everyone goes to Gehenim except for three. Elei Makala Yerdin LeGehenim, Oilim Chutz B'Shalash. Whoever goes down to Gehenim, they come up from Gehenim besides for three. Sheyerdin Mein Oilim, except for three that go down and do not come up. Veiluhein, who are the three that go down and don't come up from Gehenim? Habol Ishas Ish, a person Nebuch is Eivor and Isser Ishas Ish, another man's wife. V'almab V'chavir Rabbim, one who embarrasses a friend in public. He makes his face malbin against lashon of malbin makes it turn white. He makes his friend's face turn white in public. And one who makes his first friend a nickname, he makes a nickname for his friend. These three people, they go down to Gehenim, don't come up. Says the word mechana, hainu malbin. Isn't mechana a form of malbin? Isn't that what's the issue of mechana? The nickname is embarrassing, so that's malbin. Gemara says no. Alpha gab d'dash beibishmei. The chiddush is even if it's a name that's so common. The guy, he hears it, he turns around to it, because it's the name, it's already gone into circulation, so you would think maybe using it is not considered such an egregious avera, kamashpon, that even though it's still, that's a name that he commonly listens, he hears, and he responds to, if he doesn't like it, it's makina shame, the person is yerid and doesn't come back up. A couple points of this before we go further. First of all, Tosfos, in Divrei HaMashal, Chutz, he says, when the Gemara says, okay, let's just read the beginning inside. Taisa says, it doesn't mean that these three go to Gehenim and they'll come out. In the first, in the ilam, it can't mean. It doesn't mean they don't come out again forever. We're literally going to read right in the next few lines that one is born yeshesish still has a chelik kamaba. The Gemara is going to make a comparison and say that David Melch is going to say they're going to chepper David Melch about David being ba on potential a suffix yeshesish, and they're going to, the people ask David Melch the halacha is just to chepper him, and David Melch is going to respond, well, ba yeshes chaveri still has a chelik kamaba. Whereas a malba pri chaveri brabim, person who embarrasses his friend, has no chelik. Very clearly, Balashish does have a chilik. It just means that it's more difficult to get out. So it says the chilik is that Mal Mechaveri doesn't get out even after 12 months, whereas Abanishish, he has a chilik after 12 months. He needs 12 months of Ibganim, but then he still has a chilik. To step, they take that step further, the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos and Rabbeinu Yaina both suggest that this whole concept of even taking a year or for other stuff longer is talking about without teshuva. Avad with tshuva, we touched on this idea in the Raisa, towards the end of Yuma, towards the end of Masechta Yuma, we touched on this idea of tshuva gemura, because the Maravid discusses that you need tshuva, you need Yom Kippur, you may need a Misa for some avirus, you need Yisurim. So the first thing that's discussed, that a tshuva gemura can always get a kapara. Tshuva gemura can always get a person a kapara. And Rabbeinu Yaina and Rambam Pishmashnai, I see over here as well, even though we're saying these things, a person goes to get him and doesn't come out, it doesn't mean he can't come out. Avada with tshuva, he can come out. Tshuva can erase the most terrible of chatayim. Okay, let's go further. We'll speak a little more. It says the Gemara right there. Amar velu, we saw the three. Amar Abba Rachana Amar Beichana. Top of Nun Tesam and Aleph. Noichle Elam Shevel Suffolk Yishadish. Vayam Pnei Chavir Brabim. Better for a person to be over on a Suffolk Yishadish and not be malba pnei chaver brabim. What's the raya? Menal mid darsh rava. From Rava's Rosh to darsh rava. My dechsev. What does it mean in the pasuk? We kind of just referenced this whole story. Uvitzali sam chuvin asafu karov leidamu. When I limped, my enemies rejoiced and gathered, and they tore me, but they would not be leidamu. They won't be silenced. Amr dafnei kash baruchu. Rabban shalom galav edul afnei chashim hayimakar basari. You know, I've been so embarrassed by the people making fun of me for this alleged avera with Basheva, that if they would tear at my skin, my blood wouldn't flow to the ground because the blood's already been drained. Like we discussed before, the blood drains from the body. It's been so drained, obviously it's figuratively, but if they'd cut me, I wouldn't even bleed because my blood is so drained from all of the embarrassment. Even when we're in the middle of learning the sugya of Negam Eilis, they asked me, David Melech, what's the lachem ha'eshesish? Jump into the second taste on the page of here, the Testament Aleph. Kalemar, lemabai b'shashem b'teilim. Not just when this time sitting around and being, you know, being b'vatel's man and just some hacking and schmoozing, they make fun of me that I'm the gossip about the story with eshesish. But rather, elafilu ha'metaisesil. Asukim ha'lachas gemuris. V'gam ein yonim l'eshesish. Even if they're busy twofold. We're busy learning Torah. We're busy learning negam and eilis, which is Tifasugis, they require a lot of focus and concentration, and has nothing to do with Eishesish that it's even they should be reminded. They always just throw in there, and what's the halacha by Eishesish? That's how bad, that's how much they chapter me, says David Mel. Fine. Says Gemara, Vanyayim Elohim, and David Mel says, I respond to them, Misas Bechenek, I just respond, Eishesish, a person that never have that very Misas Bechenek. A person of Eishesish, Misas Bechenek. I know that I'm thinking of a couple of the cases, but we know that's not the case, that's not the lacha. That's because an Irish Amrasa gets skila, a Bas Kayan, that's Bazana, gets Chenek. There are exceptions, but the general rule of Eishesish, that's Bazana, the Bayal and the Baal, get the same Isa, they get Chenek. The reason why it's like that in people's minds more often is because right in the beginning of Makkas, end of Sanhedrin, it discusses that over there, there's difference in the punishment between the Bayal and the Bas Kayan, who's Eishesish, who's Mazana, and the Shalos, who the Eishesish, and what type of punishment they get. Okay, but the general rule is they get Chenek. Tava's response was the general. That what? That Eishesish, one who's over this year, gets Chenek, both him and her. But once they get punished, they have a Chil Kamaba. And this is what Tais was referring to before, which is very clearly Eishesish has a Chil Kamaba, and David's Taina. One who's embarrassed his friend in public does not have a Chil Kamaba. Better a person throw himself into a furnace a fiery furnace. Not embarrassed from public famous Gemara. Why? Tamar was being taken out to be burnt at stake, and she sent the message: whoever these the staff and this ring belongs to, that's the father of the babies. She was pregnant with twins. That's the father of the babies that are in my stomach. But she could have just revealed it's Yehuda. She didn't want to embarrass Yehuda, so she left it up to him to be. She left it up to him. She would rather go into the fiery furnace rather than be mabveh chavirabam. That's a raya. That's how chamer the iser of embarrassing someone in public is. Now, on this topic, so we're saying there's really a few points. First of all, let's go practical. We're saying that it's better for a person to let himself be killed than to mabveh chavirabam. And we said before earlier that a person being mabveh chavirabam is like ritzicha. The blood leaves the face. It's like mamish an act of ritzicha. So, first of all, would we say that a person being mal bechaver rabim is deicha Shabbos? We know for death, that's deicha Shabbos. Deicha is through Shabbos for pekuk nefesh, for matters pekuk nefesh. If being mal bechaver, if embarrassed, a person suffering embarrassment is like death, then maybe we should even be mechal Shabbos for it. Rabbi Shem Zalman brings such a shayla, and Lamaisi says, we don't find that. We don't find it. It's kir. It's like shevich damim, but it's not mamish shevich damim, l'chayra, and it wouldn't be. You certainly wouldn't be mechal Shabbos. However, Tosfos and Saita again. Does not do against Rosh Hashanah Zalman. This is just to bring a different angle of the question. We just discussed the legabe be mechal Shabbos to protect from a embarrassing situation of habas pnei chaverei. Tosfos and Saita ask as a question. We have a klal Gemara Sanhedrin. I think it's Ayin Dalet. We just had the Gemara in Yuma as well towards the end of the Masechta, where the Gemara discusses that. Three things a person is Yagr Vayavr. Three things. Shvichas Damim, Gila Rayas, and Avodah Zarah. Everything else, what do we say? The Gemara Pehe and Yuma. Again, the Siyum of Yuma was first day of Yom Tiv in Araisa. The Gemara brings a whole slew of sources that Pekuk Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos, and the ultimate source that we land on is Shmuel's, which is V'chaybahem. Pasuk says V'chaybahem. So the question is, why in the list of three things he wanted to give up his life does it not say about not embarrassing his friend in public? You tell me it's like killing someone. You tell me in our Gemara, Noyach Leila Adam, to go into Kifshin Eish, and rather than embarrass his friend. So that means a person is supposed to give up their life. It's Yagva Yavar. So why is it not on the list? Azay Frek the Rishayna missed a question. Taisus and Saita asked a question. Taisus Saita Davyud. Taisus answers, and Achrami. It's just not as befeirish as the other ones, so it was on the list of three. Taisus sounds like it's a fourth case. It's a fourth case, and there are other cases, but it's not just, we know there's big three, but there's other cases. It could be any mitzvah of the Torah, b'shas hashmad, Gemara Sanhedrin. If it's a shas hashmad, they're trying to make someone go off the derech, then a person has to give up his life for any avera, if it's specifically to get off the derech. There's other examples as well, so this wouldn't be the only exception, but Tosfos Torah seems to be an echnami. One does have to give up his life rather than embarrass his friend in public, but it just wasn't on the list because it wasn't as beferish. Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, it's on the list. It's ritzicha. You have to, the same way we said that Shvichas Damim is Yagva Yavar, one has to give up his own life before killing someone else. He has to give up his life before embarrassing someone. It's Shvichas Damim. That clearly these Rishonim are learning it to be literal. That embarrassing someone is like killing them. And the same din of giving up one's life as opposed to killing someone else physically applies to giving up one's life as opposed to embarrassing them. That's Tosfos. This is Rabbeinu Yonah. These are Rishonim. Me'iri and Bracha says what probably more of our Natias, I don't know if it's a lack of sensitivity to the words of the Gemara, or just modern day attitude. But Miri says what many of us probably were thinking, which is the Gemara is saying it for Nachas Hashem as a b'derech joke, but it's for effect purposes. We'll call it for effect purposes. It doesn't mean literal. It means it's like killing. Like is not the same as killing. It's like, it's terrible. We want to bring out the point how terrible it is, but says the Meiri that it's just trying to be out the Chaymer Inyan, not that it's literally like killing someone, embarrassing someone in public, terrible thing, not like killing someone. And Sefer Nachal Eshkol brings rayas to this Meiri, brings rayas that one's not Mechuyiv. And either rabbi wants one's not Mechuyiv to give up his life, he writes one's not allowed to give up his life. One would not be allowed to give up his life in order not to embarrass someone in public, because once he's not mechuyev to, you have a chayabam kicks in, and he's mechuyev to let himself remain alive. The Binyan Tzion brings the Rishayim, like we quoted Tosfos or Anyana, that it doesn't mean literally. So it's a real discussion in the Rishayim and Achrayim, whether or not we take that point literally. Going back to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, it relates very much to Rosh Hashanah Zalman's discussion about being mechal Shabbos to prevent someone from being embarrassed in public. According to those Rishayim, Rabbeinu Yonah, according to Tosfos, it can be more of a tzad to understand that you may even be Michal Shabbos. According to Meiri, Shabbos, because it's just to emphasize the point, the strength of how important, how dangerous it is to embarrass someone in public, and how chomer it is. But it doesn't mean mamash v'tzicha. It wouldn't be a real pu'ur nefesh, and therefore you wouldn't have to be mechal Shabbos. Again, we spoke out for Shabbos Zalman. It was night that the pashtus is that it's not someone's, we're not mechal Shabbos, but lechayr should be totally zeh bezeh these two discussions. Okay,
says.
Yeah, very good. So Liza's answering that could be another answer to Tosis Kasha, why he's not part of the group, is because over here you have a right to be meichel your embarrassment. So you're being embarrassed and you're right to be meichel it. Viharaya Yehuda said tzatka b'meni in order that Tamar shouldn't get killed. So since you have a right to meichel, you don't necessarily have a right to you know, by Eishes Ish or by Shvichas Dama or by Avodah Zarah. There's no right to circumvent it, so to speak. Mechil doesn't pass over there. Very good. A nice chilek. Very nice chilek. Okay. One of the point before we go further in Tosfos, this is what attack happened with David HaMelech? We keep calling it Suffolk Eishes Ish. We're calling it Suffolk Eishes Ish. Why are we calling it Suffolk Ish? Because the first point out, because in reality it was a Suffolk. She wasn't Vad Eishes. Top Tosfos brings it was called Suffolk Eishes Ish because Rashi says because whoever went to Mechavas Beis David would write a get. So it was a Suffolk whether she was divorced or not, because if the guy came back alive, it was a get out tonight, it wouldn't be a get. If he didn't make it back, then it would be a get. So it was a Suffolk Eishes Ish. So Tosfos then just addresses, and there's a few points to Tosfos, but we'll pick out outside a couple of points. First of all, Tosfos addresses that Uriah came back. He came back, so the get shouldn't be good. So Tosfos' answer is that, I mean, this is Gemara, it's not just Rashi, this is Gemara, this idea that the call Yitzhak Mechav based up in Uriah gets the wife. It's more on the test, I think, Yud over there in Gittin. But Tosfos' answer is that it means B'Seif Mechama, that even though Uriah came back once, he didn't come back the second time. Meaning, so ultimately died. When we say it's a get, as long as the person does not come back for more, means as long as he ultimately doesn't come back for more, it's a get. Even if he comes back in the interim, it will still not be a kosher get. Tosfos asks, okay, fine, very nice. But the halacha is that mahi based on yamim. What's the halacha? What's the status of the isha in the interim period while the husband's alive at war till he dies? What's her status? Meaning, is it a get lemafreya from right now, or is she? Is it? She told us there. The Mark calls her an Eishes Ish l'chol devareah. She's considered Eishes Ish for all matters. So l'chayra, that wouldn't be a heter for David HaMelech to have been with her. Tosfos therefore learns a whole different pshat and called Yitzchak Mechav 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 David. They used to really write a full get, not even conditional. But what was unique about the get was typically someone writes a get. You publicize it because you want to know that she's fully mutter and she's divorced and it should be known. It shouldn't be a secret. Over here, it's similar idea. If I'm a chalitza, you want to make sure it's known. Over here, they used to keep it quiet because we didn't want the unscrupulous people taking advantage of all these, you know, women that were home that got received these kind of not conditional gittin, but really they were, for all intents in spirit, they were conditional, even if they weren't conditional reality, like Tosfos says. But in spirit, they only gained the gittin because their husbands were at war and they don't want to be agunas. So we don't want people taking advantage of trying to be with those women, and therefore they kept it quiet. That was the nekuda. It was kept quiet, but it wasn't even a suffix of an Eishes Ish. The question then just is, why does the Gemara reference suffix Eishes Ish efakert? If David HaMelech's story was a, well, you know, if David HaMelech's drasha is about is that Malbin is worse than even a Vad Eishes Ish, so shouldn't David HaMelech stress that even a Vad Eishes Ish, Malbin's worse than Kolchkin suffix Eishes Ish? The first point out actually that we find Rabbi Yair and Bracha says sometimes doing the avera that's a suffix avera is worse then a vada aver. Why? Because hilchas tshuva, it's much harder for a person to really feel charata, really do tshuva for a suffolk avera more than it's for a vada aver. He can feel more guilty. He knows he's wrong. He knows he needs to be fixed. So in some ways, ironically enough, a suffolk avera is worse than a vada avera, and that's perhaps why Gemara focuses on noach leila adam to put himself in the kivshan eish over a suffolk avera, or I said that wrong. Mamam pnecha avera is worse than even a suffolk eishes ish. Kolshkin the Nevadai Eishes opposite of what we may have thought. Okay, let's go first. Yeah, you're both correct about the story over there with David HaMelech with Uriah. He was, Tosfos explains over there, I mean, really Gemara, back in Gittin over there, that explains that he was a Mary Pamal, he's considered a Mary Pamalchus, but the main point is, he's right back, tell exactly, but the main point is the Gemara tells us, this is, there's no, we could spin it many different ways, but the most basic idea the Gemara says, Kala Eimer David HaMelech Chata Eina Elataya. So obviously, Kafi his madrega, like Hershey pointed out, Akash Baruch Hu said he had to defend. Akash Baruch Hu came with tightness on David HaMelech,
yes.
Right? But to our Gemara. Well, our Gemara clearly tells us if we think Dovah Melech did a chait, we're making a mistake. So whatever the chait may be, we're not understanding it. Just a key point to discuss. Okay, but says Gemara first. We have to move. Let's go. We have to go back to. I'm sorry, guys. Let's go. Says Gemara further. Amar Rav Mezut. No. Please. We have to go right there. I'm sorry. It's every end of it. Okay, let's go. Okay. At the end of this time, we'll speak out. Amar Rav Chanina bar Ravidi, Maidich Sivlai Senuash Shazamisai. So, the Rav Chanina bar Ravidi says that, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, V'leisayinu Isesh Amisai Am She'etcha B'tzayru of Mitzvahs Altaneo. This means that someone is with you in Torah Mitzvahs, don't be ma'ana them, don't cheat them with words, don't do what we've been discussing about mistreating them with words. The simple taich means someone who's with you in Torah Mitzvahs, that means only a person who's really a Shemir Torah Mitzvahs, are you mechuyev for this particular issue of Altainu? Someone who's not a mechuyev, you're not obligated. However, other, and don't forget, and they make a chilek between that's the difference between this and Anas Maman. Anas Maman applies to anyone, the issue of cheating him a Maman. But this issue of being more careful with words is specifically someone who keeps Torah Mitzvahs, someone who's Mamish Amisei. There's a whole other girsa in the Gemara, and that is that we're referring to, it's going to lead into literally the next line of the Gemara, and it refers to someone's wife. It means Am She'etcha, it means the one that's with you, the one that's Mamish with you, Im She'etcha, the wife that's with you, be super careful about Ainaz Tavarim to one's wife that's with him, because that's more problematic. As the Gemara says, next line, Am Rav Lali Me'adam Adam Zar, by Ainaz Ishtar, a person be careful with the Ainaz of his wife, She'metaych, Demasa Matsuya, because she tears quickly. It's fast to be over. A woman is more sensitive, and it can lead him to be over. Also, he gets more comfortable. It's his wife, and sometimes he may be a little rough, and may not be as calm and understanding in his conversation as he should be, and it could lead to the isser of aina. Amar Belazar, Mershachar Beis Hamikdash, Nana L'Sheret Tefila. From the days the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the gates of Shemayim Nebuchar locked. Tar Tefilas, Shnemer Gambi, Kiazik Vashavei Hashasa, Tefilasi. I cry out and plead, and my Tefilas are turned away. V'afo Bishashar Tefila, Nenalu, Shar Dimelein, Nenalu. But even though the gates of Tefila are closed, the gates of tears have not been closed. Shnemer, Shemit Tefilas, Hashem, Shabasi, Azina, El Demasi, Al Techosh, to my tears, don't be silent. Tears, Oi, break through. Takadish Baruch Hu, Rav. This is just putting forth the power of tears, and Chalil the other way, causing the wife to cry, causing Ainav to the wife, could be terrible. We actually, a classic case of, the famous Rechaim Shulavitz Shmuz, Rechana Panina, where she made Panina, had many children, Chana had many children, and Panina provoked Chana to cry, and the first one explained very clearly, she was provoking her to cry, asking her about, well, you're not taking care of your children, you're not getting ready for Yom Tov, she was doing, getting ready for Eli Regal, she was doing her purpose to get Chana to cry in order to have children. And what ended up happening, Nebuch? Chana had children, of course, and Panina's children, all of them died because of its tsar, because she made Chana cry. Fek the Mefarshim, Fek Chaim Shmulevitz, in a famous piece, famous essay, L'chaira, famous mimer, L'chaira. Panina was doing it in order to, L'shei Shemayim, in order to get Chana to daven and break through her to heaven and have a child. And yet she was punished, and the answer is, very scary answer, but very powerful answer, that En HaChanami, Avada she did L'shei Shemayim, but the lashon he said was a Yiddish mama. Tears are a fire; they're a fire, and the fire burns. It doesn't matter if it was done with the right intent or not. The fire burns, and therefore it was it may have been all good intentions, but it led to a terrible, terrible travesty. Okay, so one has to be very careful with the tears. On the flip side, one should utilize his power of tears to break through to Shemayim when he needs something for tefillah. Amarav. A person who goes with his wife's advice, don't be like Achav, who listened to his wife, right, Isabel, and terrible things happen. What are you talking about? From Hinshi, isn't it a saying, it's a good, if your wife's short, bend down to listen to her, follow her advice. So here we're saying that it's bad thing to listen to wife's advice. It depends. In worldly matters, don't listen to wife's advice. He should go with his own gut, go with his own ideas. Matters relating to the household, let his wife's the boss. He should listen to his wife's advice. L'shachrina, honey, the Shemaya, or when it comes to Ruchnias, when it comes to Shemayim, he shouldn't be led with his wife's advice. He should go with what he knows. Hamid Alma, when it comes to, Gashmi's ticket matters, let his wife be in charge. He should be led by his wife's advice. Amar Rav Chisda, Kosham Nenol Chus B'Shar Aina, all of the gates are closed for Tefillah, except for the gates of someone who is treated with aina. Shemar v'hinei adaini nitza alchemes anach v'yadei anach. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is sorry. V'hinei it's Hashem's name. Hashem nitza alchemes anach u'v'yadei anach. It means that Hashem is standing on a wall made literally of anach, and the and his hand was by anach. We're teaching out the word anach means from aina, from the Hashem aina. The aina was right there by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu himself directly meets that punishment. The point is that other things, there may be indirect punishment or indirect, not a direct connection, but aina, there's a direct connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the victim, and therefore the perpetrator will get punished directly. Amar b'lazer, akonif b'yad ha-shliach, chutz b'aina, shem b'yad anach. All punishment is meted out from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'yad ha-shliach, chutz b'aina, which is directly from Hashem. Amar b'vo, gimel ein pargin enol f'neim, three averis, the curtain does not, the three averis, that for them, the curtain doesn't close, meaning they don't get punished through an intermediary, they get punished from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and apparently it's this retribution comes swift. What are they? Aina v'gezel v'avaydazara. Aina d'chsev, we just quoted v'yaday anach. Gezel d'chsev, chamas v'shayid yishma ba alpanai tamid. And lastly, v'avaydazara d'chsev, ha'am machis amaisi alpanai tamid. A person should be careful to have food around the house. He should have tefuah, grain. It means there should be some parnasa. The beginning of meriva, fighting in a person's house, it's very common, is from a lack of grain. Hunger, stress, it leads to fighting. Tensions are high, it leads to fighting. When there's satiation, that helps breed peace. And chalila, opposite. You know, there's a famous expression that the advisors, called the counselors or whomever it is, will say that the money is never really the issue. It's the issue is other things. The money just exasperates it. It could be true. I'm not saying it's not true. But Agamar is saying very clearly that bottom line is when there's a shortage of means, when there's a shortage of means, when there's more stress over making ends meet, the Gemara is literally talking about having tevua, of having grains, having food to eat. Then it's not unusual. There's going to be fighting. There's going to be strife. There's not going to be shalom when there's a stress in the bias. Chalila says the Gemara. Amra Papa. So Papa says that's what people say. Ani daminchi kemishlam shari mekada. When the barley in the container is finished, nakashvasa tigra besa. That's when the sounds of fighting begin in the house. When the barley is finished, the expression of barley is, we know that typically wheat is considered the more chashav of a grain than the barley for purpose of making bread. The chiddush is even if you have barley in the house, okay, you have something. As long as it's what to eat, there's something. But when even the barley is empty, then you're in trouble. If I'm Rabbi Chinabar Papa, Leila Miadam Zarbet Tefuah Pesach Beis, a person should be careful to have enough tefuah in his house. Shenikri Sol Dalam Elalas Get Tefuah. They only consider poor for not having tefuah. So again, we'll focus specifically on having food, having grains, having satiation. Shem Ravayim Zera Yisrael. The pasuk says of Kaisol. When Kaiso they had sown grains, and it says the Midianim encamped against them. Kaiso was very poor because of Midian. Once they stopped having access to grain, having what to eat, that's when they were in trouble. From Rabbi Chalbe, the Mur first tells us how important it is to have some parnasa, at least to have some basic necessities of the house. It tells us how important it is not to upset one's wife, and now the Gemara tells us the secret. So we have two Gemaras so far. Not upsetting one's wife, having some basic sustenance there, and now the secret to actually having real success. A person should be careful with the covenant of his wife. The bracha in a person's house comes on account of the wife. Avram hated Bavura because of Sarah. On Sarah's account. Rav would tell people Mechuza, treat your wives with honor. If through that, you'll be wealthy. You want to be wealthy? Treat your wife with honor. That's a school. This is a school brought down from the Gemara. We don't have to go to later sources. This is a school from the Gemara. When a person wants to have wealth, they should treat their wives with honor. And that's a school for Ashiras. Tanasim. We learned over there in the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Kalim. And this is really going to open up. There's been a whole long discussion of, again, this was referred to before. I said one of the most famous Gemara in Shas. Even the words we had till now, of course, about Malbei Chaveira is very famous. But this Tanush Achnai, this famous story about the oven, that's called the oven of Achnai, the oven of the snake, of the serpent, it's really going to be a whole long conversation. And the point of it's going to be just to circle back to the idea of the Isser of Aina, of being careful with Aina's Tavarim. Okay, but let's get there. Says the Gemara. Tanas, we learned over there in the Mishnah in Kalim, in the fifth parak. Chatcha Kolias, if a person cuts sections to make an oven, he has sections of this earthenware to make an oven, and he put between each section, like cemented together, he put like this this sand to kind of create like a cement to bond these different portions together to make this oven. And the shayla is now, is it really kabbatum or not? If it came in contact with Tamar Blazim, Matar Blazim says, no, it's still Tar, it's not called a clear. Chamam, Chamam, Matamim. The Chamam says, Tamim. So Blazim was Matar, the Chamam were Matame, top of Nun Tesam Beis. The Zeo Tanash Achnai. This is the famous Gemara of Tanash Achnai. My Achnai, what does Achnai mean? I'm Rav Yudam, Shmuel, Shekifat Varam Achnai, Chachnai Zu, Vitimo. It means the Chamam surrounded the oven with all their eyes, like a snake that kind of wraps its head to its tail and surrounds a person, or surrounds whatever its prey is. And the Chamam brought all these rayas to Rabbi Lazar to dictate that this oven is taka susceptible to tumma and tame, not like Rabbi Lazar was saying. Tana, ba'isayim. On that day, Heish Rabbi Lazar called Shabbos Rabbi Lazar brought all the arguments in the world to say that it's not makabel tumma. If I kill my man, the Chum did not accept the arguments from him. Amalehem Rabbi Lazar said, "Imelach Kamesi v'Lelach is like me." After going through all the logical arguments, all the proofs, and it wasn't accepted, he said, "Imelach Kamesi Charv Zeichiach." Let this carob tree prove it. Nekachar Mekamei Me'ama. The carob tree ripped up from its place and moved 100 amas away. Amalei Abramei's amas, and some say moved 400 amas. Shtagarai, the tree is showing that Lazar is right. Amalei. Chum said, "Nah, you can't be right for a bucks a tree. That's not a raya to our discussion. We need something more. You know, that's not a proof to the logic." Says the Gemara. Rav Lazar then said to them, if the lach is like me, let this water canal prove it. And the water canal, with the water stream, was going one direction. It immediately swapped and start going in the opposite direction. Amr Leicham said, no, not as well. Don't be right from Amos Mayim. Chaz Bar Malam, Emelch HaMaisi Chaz Beis Medrash Yechichu. Let the walls of this very Beis Medrash prove it. Hitu Chaz Beis Medrash Lipo. The walls of Beis Medrash started leaning in, to fall in. Like Rabbi Lazar, to prove Rabbi Lazar was correct. Gar Bar Bishur Bishur yelled, he rebuked the walls, and his Amr Leicham, he said, if the Chamim Nasim Zayim Zayim Alacha, if the Chamim Rabbi Lazar, these Tamid Chamim, these giants, are arguing in Alacha, Atem Matifchem, what's your business getting involved? You walls. The walls stopped. They stopped falling further because of the covenant of Yeshua, but they didn't go fully back up. And the wall, this is still, these walls were still leaning. The Gemara says, till this day, the walls of that Beis Medrash over there, where the story took place, were leaning walls. Rabbi Lazar then said to the Chamim, let it be proven. Sabasko called down and said, Malachim Eitz Rabbi Lazar, the Baskel then said, what do you have with Rabbi Lazar? Shalachim Eitz Komakim, Lachazakim, in all places. Amar B'shem Al-Ragav, Amar, famous words, Lo'i B'Shemayim He. Yeah, the Lachazakim in all places, but Lo'i B'Shemayim He. Torah is not B'Shemayim. My Lo'i B'Shemayim He, Amar B'Yam Yashifar, Nin the Torah Mar Sinai. When the Torah was given on Sinai, we're of course now in today's day 3 of the Omer, we have in the count. We're in day 3 of the Omer, we're counting up to 49 days to give us the Torah. When we Mekabel the Torah, we got the Bailus over Psak and Torah, now belongs to Basav Adam, belongs to mankind. Leiba Shemayim, it's not in Shemayim, and therefore, again, it's quoting, of course, Lashon in for the end of Sefer Dvarim over there. Leiba Shemayim, he leimar, miyal ala Shemayim, but the point is, the Nafkamina, what he's saying is, that Yeshua is saying, it's not in Shemayim, Torah is over here. So Baskos and Shemayim don't affect Psak anymore. Psak is affected down here. Shemayim can tell us the Metzias, but tell us the Halacha, if the Chamim come out with their amazing knowledge, with a resolution, and that resolution doesn't stem with what it says in the Baskol, we listen to the Chamim, it's not B'Shemayim. There is, says Gemara, let's go further, then we'll speak it out, says Gemara, Ein on a Mashkichim Baskol, Shkfar Kusav to Bar Sinai, Achram Hatas. We no longer listen to Baskol, like it says, in the Torah itself, it says, Achram Hatas, and since the Chamim are the Reboi of here, and they're arguing under Belezer, we follow the Chamim. Ashkem Rasul Eliyo, so Rasul once met Eliyo, Amrle, he said to Eliyo Navi, Mavikosh Baruch Ba'iyah Shaita, what was the Kosh Baruch doing at that time when the Yeshua fought back against the Baskel, so to speak? Amrle, Kachayich Vamar, a Kosh Baruch, so to speak, Kaviyachot Amashal, obviously, was laughing, and he said, Natschuni Benai, Natschuni Banai. My children have won over me, my children have won over me. Meaning Shemayim, that was Taka Alacha, but they won, and they're right. They put forth a proper argument. They won, and they are correct. So there's a famous Taisus. We'll talk about this, obviously. We'll just make one quick point. There's a famous Taisus. The Gemara in Yevamah says that we have tons of machlokes b'sham Beisil. Ultimately, we side, we pass on like Beisil. Why? There's different reasons given. They used to teach that Midas to B'Shamay's opinions first, but the Gemara says there's a Paschal called down. It says Lacha Beisil. There's a baskel that called down Tzelech Kebesilu, and that's what Pasuk like Kebesilu. What do you mean? Lei Bashamayimi. How can we Pasuk like Kebesilu? Because of Basko, Lei Bashamayimi. It's a bomb taina. Many, many Rishonim deal with this issue. We'll just speak out two Malachim from different Taisim. One Taisim says that Kebesilu was anyway the rave. The fact that there's a Basko was kind of, it was like a you divide Lekra type of thing. It was another Shlav, another nice, icing on the cake, but it wasn't really because it's Bishamai, the Basco. Rather, it's because Basil was the rave. They had more numbers. As a matter of fact, Uri always brings up that was the one time that they saw that there was a rabu of Tamidi Bishamai over Basilo, and they quickly enacted a bunch of psukim, right? And that one occasion, the Mishnah brings over the various psukim that came up, and that one occasion that it was rabu Bishamai over Basil. But the point is, as a general rule, Basil was greater than Bishamai in numbers. That's why Basil like him, not because of the Basco. That's one answer to Tysus. Tysus elsewhere says, and this is a major nafkamina, the first or second Tysus, Tysus says that only when the lumdus over here is a stira to the basco, do we not give credence to a basco. But if it's not a stira, avad, you can give credence to a basco. So when we have the Chum saying one svara, Rabbah is saying a different, and the Chum are the Rav, and they're saying not Rabbah Eliezer, and Rabbah is not bringing up, Shemaim is not saying a svara, not bringing up psak, they're just saying Allah is not Darbanan, yeah, but Darbanan is saying opposite, we're not going to list the basco. But if we have Beshamai and Beisilo, right, and we're not sure to paskin like between, we're not sure to paskin like, we don't have a raid, we're not sure, assuming we're not going with raid, who to pass Beshamai and Beisilo, and Beshamai weighs in who we paskin like, we're not arguing, there's no argument in this world about it, so we could listen to a basko. I'll just quote one famous story that they shtel to this idea of Le Beshamai, and that was the Chassam Sefer had a big chiddush. Chassam Sefer held that even though we have a discussion of how long one has to wait from milchiks to fleishiks, or fleishiks to milchiks, 6 hours. In Holland, they wait 1 hour. Some places 3 hours. Yankees in Germany. Other places wait into the six. Other places wait six. So he yelled that one sleeps after eating fleishigs. The sleep helps create, he felt that it would create some sort of faster digestion in the system, particularly in the mouth. And therefore, one would not necessarily have to wait the full 6 hours. And Vayayayim, one time, the Chassam Sefer, this is the story goes, as I was told to me, that he woke up one morning, and it was not a 6 hour break from when he had fleishigs, and he made himself a coffee, and he spilled the coffee, and the coffee spilled. And he says, Zacharaya, that my kula, my leniency was a mistake, that I made a mistake, and I'm wrong. And I remember I asked the Rebbe, when I heard this story of the Chassam Sefer, Le B'Shamayimi, it's very nice, but if we're going to be a real litvak, you gotta go all the way. Right, if it's Leba Shemayimi, just because the spill doesn't mean that either that's halacha or it's not halacha. So I'm just thinking right now again maybe along the lines of this other second halachah Tosfos, that if it's not fully arguing what we're saying, if it's something that's we're not sure ourselves, then maybe over there and maybe over there we're more open to a Leba Shemayimi. Okay, separate conversation. Sorry.
Also,
Baltanakashu
on one sign.
We know
you're not about Baltanakashu.
Okay,
That's different. That's the Peshitta. Fine. Says the Gemara. Amrei say, maybe you call Tara Shatira. That day they brought all the Tyrus, their Blazer was Matar, all the things their Blazer Paskin Tara, or all things that came in contact specifically with an oven that Rabbi Eliezer would say is tar, and other chacham held was tamei v'sifrum eish, and they burnt in a fire to demonstrate that we're not passing Rabbi Eliezer. The nimla lov and ubecheu, and they gathered the numbers on him, and they ubecheu means they blessed him. Obviously, it's a euphemism, and it means they put him into excommunication. The idea is because after the chacham kept arguing with him and arguing, or after the chacham showed they weren't acquiescing to his opinion, he kept trying to, move walls on baskels to get, it's not what he's supposed to do. That was, they held he was out of line. But then they said they were very scared because Rabbi Eliezer was a giant. He was a gadol dar. Who's going to go tell him that we put him in chirim? Who's going to be the one to give the message? I'll go. Because if I don't go, someone who's not fit may go, and that's worse. And it could bring destruction to the world. Dressed in black, dressed in black clothing and black, black head covering. V'yashav l'fun of Berichik, our Amas sat 4 Amas away from Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar, Akiva, Mayim, Mayim. Why is today different than other days? Why are you sitting at a distance from me? Amalei, Rabbi Kimaduma, Lisha Chaverim, B'deilim Mimcha. He says, it seems to me that your friends are removed from you. That was his way in B'derach Kavod of showing that you're in Chirim, so I have no choice. I have no choice but to be this way, and that's why I'm wearing black, meaning, part of what Rabbi Akiva did was, he made it as if he's also ben Idoi. He himself, he has to be from Amos people. He himself has to be in black. That's what a true Talmud does. He brought himself into the matzav with Rabbi Lezer, who now first stayed very good. When he heard this, Rabbi Lezer tore his begadim, removed his shoes, finished with Yashva Gabakaka, and he slid off his chair, sat on the ground, Zolga of Dimas, and he cried, Lakach. And because he was so distraught and he was such a giant, the world got punished. A third of the world's olives, wheat, and barley respectively got ruined just because of Rabbi Eliezer's sar. The dough that was already in a woman's hand became spoiled. A great sorrow happened on the day. Anywhere Rabbi Lezer set his eyes upon got burnt up, like Shimon when he came out of the cave. Rabbi Gamil Anasi was coming in a boat. Amar Alav Nachshatabe, and a big wave threatened to come drown him. Amar Kimedumeli Sheinze Ella Bishul Rabbi Lezer Menorkis. Right away, Rabbi Gamil says this must be because of Rabbi Osman Horkis' covet. Amar Raglav Amar Ben Shalom Galvidul Fenecha Shalich Foyd Yasisi. So Rabbi Gamil said that this that I put him in, he was the Nasi. This that I decided that he has to go into Chirim was nothing to do with my covenant. Lo yichle b'is Abba Yisisi. Rav Gamil said it wasn't for the covenant of my father's house. Lo yichle b'is your covenant, Hashem. Shiyu b'chol yichle b'is Yisrael. It has to be that we know when there's a place to stop where the biggest giants stop arguing and they agree to the rabbim. So it shouldn't be too much machlekes. Nachayam b'zafay. So the water, the sea stopped threatening to capsize Rav Gamil. But that's how tenuous it was when Rav Lezer was upset. Ima Shalom divided Rabbi Lezer. Ima Shalom was the wife of Rabbi Lezer, and guess who she was? Achsid Rabbi Gamil Havei. She was the sister of Rabbi Gamil. So essentially, Rabbi Gamil was put into Chirim, his brother in law, his own brother in law, Rabbi Lezer. And Mumai Sveila, from that story and on, Lav Shafka Rabbi Lezer Lameba Ape, the wife of Rabbi Lezer, his wife, who was, again, the sister of Rabbi Gamil, didn't allow her husband, Rabbi Lezer, to say Tachnun, because she was scared if you say Tachnun, that would be the end of her husband. There was one day that was Rish Chodesh, where Tachlin is not typically said, but she confused it with a Mali month and a Chaser month, whether it was really Rish Chodesh or not. Some say there's a poor person came to the door. She was busy taking out bread for him. And when she got back, she found Rabbi Lezer was saying Tachlin. She missed the moment to stop saying Tachlin. She said to him, get up, stop saying Tachlin. Right, he was made for upon him. Get up, you clean my brother. At that moment already, announcement came out from Beis Rav Gamil Nebuch, and he had passed on. Amar Allah, so Rabbi Lezer said to his wife, how do you know that Gamil died? How do you know your brother died? Amar Allah, she said to him, I have a Mesaira, going back to David HaMelech, ties together nicely, we had earlier, David HaMelech and Amar Aleph, Kol Sharm Nenolim, Chutz Mesharayna. So not just David HaMelech, of course, he points out before, this gets back to the idea of Aina. So I knew, I have a Kabbalah that everything, all the gates are closed except for the gate of Aina. David was asked Hashem to take care of the tormentors that shepherd him. And by you saying Tachlan, those that tormented you are for sure going to be punished, whether they did it with the wrong intention or not. It's for sure going to happen. That's how Chamer it is. Tanaban. Let's try to quickly get the mission. We'll stop. I know it's late. Tanaban. Hamanas Ager, Iver Shalom. The person who's Ma'ana Ager, he's ever on three Labim. The Leichzai, and one who is, Lachatz means like pressures him. One who, pressures him, he troubles him, is Eivir B'Shnayim, two lavim. Says the Gemara, Maishna Ma'ana, D'chsiv Yishlosh Lavim, why is saying Inu is three lavim, V'Geir Leisuna, V'chi Gagir Yitzchigir Batzcham, Leisainu is number two, Leisainu is number three, because Geir is B'chal Amisai, V'Geir B'chal Amisai, who, so he's part of all three, Leichatzinami. Shloshik, if you have three pesukim, leisach tzenu by a ger, v'ger l'silchutz number two, and v'lei kadoshes by a regular person, v'ger b'chalu and ger b'chalu regular person. So you have the same three by pressuring as you have by inui. Ella echad zevechad shlosh. You're right. They both have three lavim by a ger, aina or pressuring him. There's three lavim for either. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Rabbi Lezer got the Omer may ma hazira tera b'lamav b'kaimis. V'amel memav b'kaimis. The ger, why the 36 or 46 places that there are warns about treating a ger properly, not offending Mishasura, because the ger has a quick inclination to go back, meaning he lived his whole life one way, not like he did. And if you're going to make him feel unwelcome and make him feel insulted, he may revert back to his old ways, which then he can't anymore. Now he's a yid, which is terrible. What's the connection? We say that they don't oppress the ger because you are strangers in Eretz Mitzrayim. What more appropriate Gemara to learn on Pesach? Tanina, Rav Nasan Aymer, mum shebecha al tamach havercha. We learn from there that this is a yisayin, that a mum that you have, don't mention to your friend. Meaning, you don't embarrass to something about your friend if you have the same embarrassment in your past. We were geirim in Mitzrayim. We have that embarrassment, we should be more careful, we should be more sensitive, not less sensitive, to geirim. If someone had someone in his family that got hung, as a punishment, you don't say, oh, go hang my fish up. You have to be ultra sensitive. If someone had a tzara happen in his family with something specific, you don't allude to that idea, that concept, even if you don't mean to reference the story, but you don't even allude to that concept. There should be more of a sensitivity to people's history, to their background. Again, just extra care with the aina, with the aina us devarim, with being careful, not chapter one's words. A good Shabbos, a good Mayid. We'll pick our Mitzvah on Sunday morning.